Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I feel like I'm perpetually on a skin journey. Whenever my skin gets good, then it gets bad. Then I'm like, wait, I have wrinkles. Like, it's just a whole process. And honestly, when you're feeling your skin isn't your best, it really messes up your confidence. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientific, women in STEM validated solutions. Other skin brands treat symptoms rather than getting to the root cause of aging. Most skincare available on the market is designed to provide a temporary reduction in visible signs of aging, addressing just surface symptoms of an underlying decline in skin health. OneSkin combines tissue engineering, data analysis, and cutting-edge longevity science to create the world's most effective product to target skin aging. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it's more resilient to the aging process. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company, and by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code GIGGLY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code GIGGLY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Giggly Squad and tell them that we sent you. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainable. I love being able to shop at Macy's because I really appreciate that big brands like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community, Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainable with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
What's up, Giggler?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
I would like to officially announce that ski season is in session on the Giggly Squad podcast.
We have a reporter live from the slopes. What's it like out there, Hannah? How is the wind chill?
I'm getting windburn. And I want to off myself.
Your Instagrams have been really funny, though. Like, your captions.
Well, the thing is, people are, like, loving the ski content. And I'm like, okay, I'll keep giving it if you guys keep wanting it. No one gives a fuck about my life in New York. The second I'm, like, falling on a hill, everyone's excited. But for the gigglers who were like, Hannah, Paige, I hate skiing. I don't know anything about it.
Same.
Literally, it's not our fault. It's ski season. We don't want it to be. We are forced against our will. But it is an aesthetic sport. It's a vibe.
It's totally a vibe. I mean, the problem is, like, when you see all these girls on TikTok getting, like, so cute and ready with all their snow stuff, they're sweating underneath. Know that.
I guess it's couth to spend, like, thousands of dollars on all these little tchotchkes. Like, there's so many little things involved in skiing that you have to buy. And then to just, like, be miserable the whole time. Like, that is wealth.
Not to mention the ticket. Like, one time I went to a ski. This is, like, recently. This was, like, last year. And Craig was like, okay, go in and just say that. He was, like, getting our skis. He was like, just say that you need, like, a 2-day pass, like, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I went in and they, like, told me the price. And I was like, no, I don't want to be here for the rest of the winter. I'm just going for one day. And they're like, yes, ma'am, this is the price. And I was like, are you guys
You're
kidding?
Like, I'm not buying the ski resort.
I was like, you guys are literally high. Like, this is insane.
You're like, it snows all the time in Albany. And I could just roll down a hill there. And this is the thing. I do want to let the gigglers know in case they forgot. I am sporty. I'm a sporty bitch. But sporty and outdoorsy are two different things.
Yes, I agree. But Hannah, I even DM'd you this. You're literally good at every sport. Like, you coming down the mountain, like, I was like, oh my God, Lindsey Vonn. Is that a skier?
Lindsey Vonn, I think it is.
I'm going to Google it.
She was with Tiger Woods. Well, I appreciate, thank you for that compliment. But as you guys know, you don't know what's really going through people's minds when you're watching them on Instagram. And my thing is, I only feel loved when I show a man that I'm good at something. So I'm battling my own inner demons. And please respect my privacy at this time.
I liked the Instagram post that you were like, just out here fighting for my life. Like, it's so true,
no,
though. Like,
literally. Because, you know, people will post, like, that they're in the bathroom, like, fighting for their life after, like, eating Mexican food. And I think it's so funny. And the only thing I could think of being on those slopes is just fighting for your life. Because there's nowhere to go. You can't be like, okay,
there's
helicopter,
nowhere to
pick
go.
Me up. No, you're fighting for your damn life until you're at the bottom. And then you have to awkwardly get on a...
And nobody talks about how, like, there's something really intimate about having a helmet on and goggles and having, like, your face covered because it's cold, that, like, you feel like you're in a cocoon. I talk to myself the entire way down. Like, okay, come on, don't embarrass yourself. Like, you got this. Like, there's something really intimate about being on a ski slope because no one can hear you.
Well, there is a, like, potentially a meditative state you can get in when you're on the slopes, but that comes when you're not scared of eating shit in front of a bunch of strangers. But it does, and it tests your relationship.
Yeah.
It does. The fact that Craig even had you go in and get that is already, like, beyond me. Like, Dez, I'm literally a toddler. He dresses me. He goes, did you remember everything? And I go, I don't
you
know.
You get all zipped
goes,
up.
Did you leave your gloves at
you
the
You get all zipped
there?
Up and you're
Maybe.
Like, I gotta pee.
The second you're already have to pee. The first day I was giving him attitude. Where, like, when I fall, I look at him like,
this is your fault.
That was your fault. This is your fault.
Where exactly are you?
I'm in Park City.
Oh my God.
I'm very bad at vacation. Like, I would stay in, like, a crap hotel and, like, make bad decisions and then, like, be stressed out the whole time.
I have no problem not leaving the room.
I know. He gets me out of the room. Like, today, he was like, hey, I'm going to this, like, awesome ski lift that opened, but it's, like, a little too hard for you. Are you okay if I ski this morning without you? And I was like, yeah, I guess. Have fun. I'm going to miss you.
Did you have the time of your life?
He called me, like, 4 hours later, and he's like, are you okay? Hadn't moved. I hadn't even peed yet. Like, I was in such a beautiful cocoon of peace. And I was like, oh my God, thanks for checking on me. I've been worried about you. I've been so worried sick about
Wait,
you.
Wait, question. What time has Des been getting up to go ski?
So he's upset because the slopes don't open till 9.
Okay.
And this man is waking up at 5 a.m. because there's a time difference. So it's like 7 a.m.
Got it.
It's actually been fun, but I think about it, like, it would be such a fun group vacation. I'd love to go with my friends, but I would never want to go with my parents because if I were to see my angel mother or my adorable father fall on the slopes, I couldn't, little sensitive heart couldn't handle it.
Our moms would never even go.
Like, I would not want to put a loved one through this, which makes me question how Des feels about me.
Our moms would laugh. They'd be like, okay, we're not putting all this shit on.
My mom would, I just call her and I'm like, mommy, you'd hate this so much.
Don't you love doing something that you know, like, either someone in your life would absolutely hate or absolutely love?
Yeah.
Like, that is more exciting. Like, I love to be in situations just to call my mom and be like, you would have been losing your mind. You would have freaked the fuck out.
No, but for real, what crazy rich people were like, I have no challenges in my life.
Yeah.
That I'm going to do a sport of skidding down ice.
Yeah.
For fun. So, yeah. But I've been fighting for my life. Thank you for everyone checking in on me. I am getting better, though. I have to say, I'm getting better. I'm getting pretty good.
Good. I mean, I think you're really good.
Oh my God, thank you.
I forgot about this. I was at this store in Charleston and I was like looking, like shopping around, whatever. And this girl comes up to me that like works there and we just start like chatting, whatever. And I forget what she even said, that it was like, she said she was from New York. And she was like, oh, I'm from Brooklyn. And anytime anyone says that they're even close to Brooklyn, I go, do you know Hannah Bernard? And she was like, I must have said it like super aggressively too. She was like, no.
Like, it's like a small college that everyone knows.
I'm like, but she grew up in Park Slope. Like, how do you not know?
Biggie Smalls or Hannah Bernard? They're kind of the same. One of the other.
That's literally like how I say it. And I'm like, oh. Okay, well, she played tennis, so.
You don't know Brooklyn's Hannah Bernard?
No, literally, that's how I say it, as if it's Jay-Z at the freaking Barclays Center. I'm like, but Brooklyn, Hannah Bernard is Brooklyn. Brooklyn is Hannah Bernard.
Literally, my own neighbors did not know who I was growing up in Brooklyn.
I was like, okay, weird. Anywho.
Also, this doesn't have to do with skiing. I did slice my vagina earlier today in the shower.
How? I mean, obviously shaving.
I tried to be a hero when I was shaving my cooch.
Yep.
I tried to go in the labia lip.
Oh my God. Yeah, I know what you mean.
And because I'm Italian. I have some hairs.
I know what
they
mean.
Are just growing. They're growing in the wet parts.
Yeah, you got to get in there.
This is getting graphic. But like they were feeling kind of itchy and I was like, fuck it. And I was just having a little too much fun and I went, sliced a piece of ham right off.
So
I gave myself
high.
A labiaplasty. If anyone wants a cheap labiaplasty, I could tell you.
I'm impressed that you even packed a razor. So I'm going for small wins here. Don't put too much pressure on yourself.
Okay, thanks. I don't know. Like, doesn't care. I don't know why. I was.
Is
just
it
like,
burning though? Now
it burned a little, and then I like peed, and there was blood. Oh, so pray for me. I'm losing blood rapidly during this podcast. We have about 40 minutes left.
Wow. Okay, so you're having a great time in Park City, Utah. I have some front page news stuff. Did you see the article about Justin Bieber and H&M?
No.
Okay, so apparently. So H&M was posting like all this different like Justin Bieber merch, and it was like a sweatshirt that had his face on it and like these like random tote bags or whatever. And he put on his Instagram like, I didn't approve any of these. This, like, don't go to H&M. Do not buy this. Like, multiple like Instagram posts. The H&M merch they made of me is trash and I didn't approve it. Don't buy it, is what he said. And then H&M came out and was like, we literally went through all the protocol to like get this approved. So like kind of being like, we don't know what he's talking about. But also H&M said, as with all other licensed products and partnerships, H&M followed proper approval procedures. But also Justin Bieber has like his own actual merch. So that's why I think he was pissed.
That's the kind of thing where like you text your team before going on Instagram and starting a war with H&M. It is funny that he called it trash.
Yeah, like I wonder if someone did approve it, like that works for him. Yeah. And he's just like pissed and hates it. I mean, also it's like black and white photos.
It's like he clearly doesn't read his emails.
He does zero admin. Like, how do you not know that a major brand is putting out like a clothing line of you?
Like, H&M cannot be happy about this.
No, I'm sure it can't. But also, H&M probably isn't that mad because it also just brought, like, I had no idea that they even had Justin Bieber merch, and now I do. Also, one of Nick Cannon's baby mamas.
What'd she do?
She shaded Nick Cannon for posting fake photo ops with his other kids and their mothers.
Okay, I want a reality TV show of Sister Wives. This is some Sister Wives shit.
Wait.
Which, by the way, wait, I need to get caught up on that.
By the way, do you watch Sister Wives?
I watched a season of Sister Wives years ago, and it was, like, life-changing for me. Like, I still think about it to this day. Like, they were living in the mountains, and
I think they live in Utah.
I think they do. And there's all this, like, they're fighting against laws of polygamy, and the... It's fucking crazy. And the husband is always ugly as shit.
Okay, that particular husband is the biggest asshole. Let me just say this. I've never watched a single day not one episode of Sister Wives, didn't even know it was on TV, didn't know what channel it's on, but somehow my TikTok, just saving lives out here, put me on full Sister Wives TikTok. So like I just kept getting these videos, so I was like, all right, so I kept going to everyone's profile and watching like 1,000 videos. I mean, I watched full episodes on TikTok of Sister Wives. I now have so many opinions, but now all the, like, the articles that I keep seeing, he's now only with the Robin girl with the brown hair.
Wow. For people who don't know, what the season I watched, I forget what it was, but like this dude, he puts all the wives and their children, like they live next to each other in these mountains. So they have their own little apartments, and he rotates which nights he stays with who. And I think the girls will sometimes bond over like hating him. Like, they'll be like, is he's in such a bad mood right now, whatever.
Because,
but then he plays his favorites and he pits them against each other. I mean, it's just dating in New York City.
It's literally dating in New York City and just happening to know the other girls. But here's the thing. All the first three girls all got along. And then it was the last one that kind of like did a wedge, and they were, it started off rocky because she didn't move into like the same complex as that. Like she didn't move on the property with them. She lived in her own separate house with her previous children from someone else and hired a nanny. And like her hiring a nanny, I guess to them was so disrespectful, because the whole point is that they take care of each other's children. So if like one has to go to work or one has to do something, another wife will take care of their children. And that's how like they kind of all bond. I bet it's fun at some point in the child's life that you're like, oh my God, I have like so many people to play with. But then at some point, at what age do you think every child was like, are we in a cult?
My question. Are the wives fucking each other? Because that would make it more interesting. It's like,
that's honestly, Sister Wives on VH1.
I'm totally okay with him marrying Daria, because Daria is super nice to me. And she can sleep over whenever. Like, I want these girls to turn it on the guy where, like, they're just fucking each other. And they're like, ugh, he can stay at your place. I'm so over him.
The one wife, I was, like, watching a TikTok, and she was like, I have always, since I was younger, since I was a little girl, and I thought she was going to say, like, get married and have a family. She was like, I've always wanted to be a third wife. And I was just like, wait, what?
I wonder if there's like a different kind of responsibility. Yes, it is. You are.
It is. And she was like, then she started to explain it, and I was like, I think I want to be a third wife.
What was she saying?
I was like, I was born to be a third bitch.
Paige just keeps buying minks all day and has a nanny, and she doesn't even know the names of our children because she said she's too hot to know things.
I think your kid is looking at me again. Please make it stop. No, the way she explained it actually made sense, though. Like, okay, the first wife kind of has all the responsibility. She's like started the family. The second wife, there's obviously going to be tension with the first and second wife, because it's like the first time a new wife is coming in, they have to like, you know, figure out the territory, get along, whatever. And she was like, and then once the third wife rolls in, it's kind of old hat at that time. They know what it's like having a new woman around. So you're kind of like the fun wife. And I was like, oh my God.
But I feel like then there's drama with like the OGs. Like it's literally reality TV. It's like, we were here first.
Well, it was the three OGs, and then the fourth wife really like fucked shit up. But you can tell that the husband really only cares about the fourth wife. Like, he really only loves the fourth wife. So just be with her and be normal.
Wow. They have,
like, 19 kids, too.
I mean, honestly, anytime I would get in a fight with him, I'd be like, go to Sarah's house then. Leave me the fuck alone.
No, I know. I'm also,
go fuck Sarah.
I like already say that to Craig if we fight. I'm like, why don't you go annoy your other fucking girlfriend and leave me alone? But like these bitches, like when they said it, it's real.
I also like, I like to see them all together. Like, who's grabbing his hand? Who's not?
And like, you know, when you know when your significant other's like phone goes off and you like can't not be like, oh, who is it? Your other wife or like your other girlfriend? Like when they say it, it is
three other families. I could just see him like walking into my house and being like, seriously? And I'm like, what? And he's like, Sarah and Jessica's apartment is spotless and this is a pigsty. And I'm like, I'm a creative.
Oh my God. I don't envy him though either, because the amount of admin that man must have to do. No. I mean, the scheduling alone.
No, that's the funniest thing about polygamists. They seem exhausted because like, one of the wives is mad at him because of this. The other one's mad because of that. He can't keep up with that. And then he has all these fucking knee biters running around being like, Daddy!
I think we pitch a show to VH1 that Nick Cannon, Sister Wives, it's LA.
Well, I want to know how the wives interact with each other.
It's one of two things. They either all like don't really fuck with each other and like rarely probably speak to each other, or they have a full group chat.
Oh my God.
You know, which would be amazing if it was the latter.
But also think about like gifts. That's awkward.
For the kids or?
That. But like imagine the second wife just walks in with like a real Fendi. And you're like, okay, someone's sucking dick. I didn't know we're sucking dick, Sarah.
Oh, so Sarah's the most popular. Got it.
But it's also like for you to get another wife, that means you're actively dating.
Wait, but also this man had the audacity, like the actual Sister Wives guy, I don't even know what the fuck his name is, had the audacity to like break up with the one wife. And like essentially he just said to her, like, look, I don't want to have an intimate marriage anymore. Like basically he was just like, I don't want to fuck you anymore. And she was like, okay, well then we're not like actually married. Like if you're not sleeping with your significant other,
he
then
still
you don't
wants her as his possession though.
Yes. And so she was like, but now you're going and like fucking the other wife and you get to have an intimate marriage with her, but for the rest of my life I'll just never have sex. And she was like, fuck no. And then she left. Which was
good for her,
right?
Now escape the mountains.
Yeah.
So I'm actually in Utah town, which is crazy.
So maybe Des brought you there because you're actually secretly meeting his second family.
I'd be the worst second
wife. Be careful though. You might be on the slope tomorrow and Des is just like, hey, Hannah, I want you to meet someone. How many lessons have you had there? You have one every day.
Every day. I am so sore right now.
You're literally in school.
I'm so tired. I have nothing left to give. But I am getting a lot better and Des is impressed with me. But this is the thing. I like obviously acted like I wanted to learn skiing because I was trying to trap his ass. And now we're married and I'm still performing for his love. So like, I have some past traumas I need to work
through. No, I don't. I mean, I know we are like kind of joking, kind of not. But I don't think there's anything wrong with like wanting to impress your significant other with things that like you know that they really like to do.
Yeah. I was like, have any of your exes been good at skiing?
Oh,
I was like, could you just make a chart with like stars next to it? I perform better like that.
I ask Craig those questions all the time. I'm like, have you ever dated someone so fucking stylish and funny at the same time? Answer it now. He's like, no, I don't think so.
Honestly, whenever, when I was younger, like if I ever was jealous of someone or whatever, I'd be like, well, she can't play tennis, so.
I even say that now and I don't even play tennis. Like she doesn't play tennis like Hannah Berner from Park Slope, Brooklyn, so why do I care about her?
It's literally like, yeah, guys are only girls with mad skills. Oh, when realistically guys are just like staring at your ass the whole time and you're like, did you see that?
No.
Oh, I did want to ask you, how was your Target run? Because you see I'm going to Target and I'm like, this bitch is not in New York right now. Was it everything?
Suburb life is the life for me. Sometimes. Asterisks over sometimes.
Yeah.
I said to Craig, I was like, let's go to Target later. And he was like, well, what do we need? And I was like, what?
That's not the right question.
And I was like, Target tells you what you need.
What don't I need?
You don't.
I'm going to be getting at Target.
You don't tell Target what you're going there for. But actually, we, you know how you can like sponsor kids during Christmas time? We are sponsoring these like two little boys. They're like 11 and 12. They're brothers. So they gave us like a full Christmas list. So we went, I mean, they basically wanted just all toys. So we went to Target and like bought a fuck ton of like toys that we thought like little boys would want. Oh my God, realize that so I'm cute. Just going to be such a crazy mom and like have all, need all the gadgets every game.
Oh my, it's crazy. Like, cause you'll just be stepping on Legos all day if you don't stop yourself. Quick question. How is, people been asking, how is the penguin that you gave Craig? Is he okay?
For Christmas last year? Look, I don't love to admit it. I did get scammed on the interweb.
Did you really get scammed?
Yeah. I fully got scammed because
they're not at least sending you fake updates.
No, they won't respond to me. I've been trying to correspond with them for a year. They've literally gone MIA. I don't even think the website's still up.
You got fully scammed by a penguin.
I got fully scammed by a penguin. $300 gone out the window. See ya. Sayonara.
I'm crying.
Wait.
What?
We never really discussed, and I had so many gigglers DMing me about it, being like, sorry for your loss. Hang in there. Respecting your privacy at this time.
Oh, about Jack Harlow?
Jack Harlow and Dua Lipa.
Is it real? Because it would be real and then they'd be like, he's trying.
I think that they're both like dating, but they're definitely like talking to each other. And it's the first time in my life where I feel like that TikTok sound like really made sense, where it's like, what does it feel like to watch someone living your dream? And like, that's how I really felt.
Paige, it's definitely like a PR seeing relationship.
Seeing pictures still, of them.
Like, he hasn't found his person. He's already, he made up in his head who Dua Lipa is, and he's putting her on a pedestal.
Yeah,
she is Dua Lipa, so she is on a pedestal.
But, like, she's fucking Dua Lipa.
But
so.
We know he likes brunettes.
And you want to know what? That's enough for me.
A win is a win.
It actually was a win. A win is a win.
A win is a win.
Thank you for making.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I feel like I am in my wedding guest era. I'm actually in my bridesmaid era. I'm in a wedding coming up. Well, it's really next year, but it's one of my best friends from high school's wedding. So really, we have been planning already. And the number one thing I told her to do is she has to go through Zola. She's obviously very stressed about wedding planning. So I was telling her about Zola, and you can literally plan your entire wedding in one convenient place from the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates. You can make your registry. You can even taste your cake through Zola. They literally have everything that you need to make the whole process super easy. And there's nothing the girlies love than getting rid of admin and giving it to somebody else. And it's actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or in the bed or on the couch. Zola is the first and only stop you need to make your wedding planning journey. They've truly thought of everything that you need, and they have built every tool to get you to I Do, including customized checklists to get you moving, to keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
We feel better.
This special holiday segment is presented by Macy's and Acast Creative.
Ooh, it's the holidays.
Okay, I have a few things to say about the holidays. Do I make a Christmas list and give it to my parents? No. I'm not a child. I'm not a spoiled brat. Do I make a Christmas list and give it to myself? Yes. Yes, I do.
Well, because you're organized.
And I don't want to like burden people with things I want, but I also always in my phone keep a running list of clothing items that I think are trendy, that I want to try, that I think I need in my closet. So that's like an all year list. So once it comes time for Christmas and I'm like shopping online and I'm looking to get other people gifts, and if I see something that I like for myself, yeah, I'm going to buy it.
Honestly, that's true self-love. Because I won't write stuff down, and then it's finally time for the holidays, and everyone's like, what do you want? And then you blank.
You black out.
You get all this shit that you don't want, then you end up regifting it.
I'm not a big regifter. I'm a huge returner. If there's one thing I'm going to do, I'm going to get the money. I also feel like I like to have outfits for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day that I'm excited to put on. So I buy those outfits for myself for Christmas so that I can wear them on Christmas.
How do you shop for them?
I kind of like get inspiration from like obviously being on Instagram or like Pinterest or whatever. But specifically this year with Macy's, I knew that like the number one thing that I wanted that I kept seeing like all the Instagram girlies wear were sheer stockings.
So cute.
Dark, dark tights are kind of out of style. And it's the trend is to be able to kind of see your leg through the stocking. And you can wear those with like, you can wear those with knee high boots. You can wear them with pumps. But I, you know, I love a mini skirt. I live and die for a mini skirt. So like a cute mini skirt with the sheer tights, a great pump or boot, and then just like a simple top, I think is Christmassy. And I think it's all how you do the colors. So like if I'm in all black, I love to throw on like an ivory coat with it. And then I feel like that makes it Christmassy.
I love that. I also, I use the Macy's app to see like, because I get overwhelmed with trends, but they can organize the trends in different ways and different designers. And it's so easy on the app. And did you know that folks get 25% off their first purchase as a Macy's Star Rewards member? And you can get free shipping on orders over $25. So I'm obsessed with using Macy's for, yeah, those kind of outfits that you need really fast or just for special events.
Also, their shipping is really, really fast.
Right? I got mine in like 2 days.
I was actually very surprised by it because I just felt like other bigger stores like Macy's, every time I go on, I'm like, okay, you don't even get the option to do like next day sometimes, especially around this time. So I was really surprised at how quickly everything came.
And it's really good brands. I don't know how they get it to you so fast, but it's amazing. I love that for a Christmas outfit, having the tights, feeling fun, being festive.
Yeah, I feel like there nothing says Christmas more than tights.
Santa loves tights.
Right? Santa loves stockings.
Look, your shins are going to be cold, but it's for fashion.
So do it.
Are you wearing faux fur? I feel like that's really in.
Yes. I love a faux fur, pretty much anything. I have a faux fur blanket that I'm now like remembering. I love all faux fur. If it's furry, I'm gonna wear it.
We haven't done advice in a while, and I just felt like with the holidays coming on, there's stress, and you guys are fucking good. You're fucking good. We got some good ones. First off, what do you do when your boyfriend just got a tattoo and you hate it?
Oh. I think there's nothing, he can't go get it removed, it's there. I'd love to know like what this tattoo is of and where it is, because I think that's so important.
I would love a follow-up question. What if it was your name, but it's like super ugly?
No, no, I don't know. I don't want anyone to tattoo anything on their body that has to do with me. Leave me out of it.
Even if it was Pete Davidson?
Yeah, I don't want it. He's already done it for other girls. I don't want it.
I was just going to say, if a guy got a tattoo that is so ugly and atrocious, but it was of my name, I'm into it. I'm a Leo. If it's about me in any capacity, I'm happy.
I also, here's the other thing. I don't really have opinions on other people's tattoos just because I'm not a tattoo person. So I don't know what's a cool tattoo, what's a not cool tattoo, what's a bad spot to get one. Like, I have no judgment because
you don't have a Pinterest board of
I have no investment.
Do you know what's
tattoos.
Crazy though, people who are really tatted like other people who are really tatted, like they're speaking each other's language.
Yeah,
like
it's like how we like people that nap.
My friend who's really tatted, she was like, straight edge guys like don't really hit on her.
Interesting.
Unless it's like cheat, they want to cheat on their girlfriend with her.
It's funny because I think that like Craig is like the only person I've dated that doesn't have And that's a lie. I just lied to everyone. Sorry. I had to do some roll call. Yeah.
How about dick pics? How do you feel if a guy sends you a dick pic that was in a saved album that he's sent to other girls before?
How do you know that it's in a saved album that he sent it to other girls?
You don't know. But he did.
Sometimes I feel like we are a little harsh on the men just because I know that I've sent pictures that I've saved that I've been like, oh, this one was a hit back in the day.
Yeah, but it's harder to get a good full body lighting or like a labia moment. That's these guys, true. I don't want your hard dick that was for someone else.
I think unsolicited, block his number. I think if it's like in the heat of the moment and like, you know, it gets sent, I don't like to spend too much time on it because the more I stare, the more it freaks me out. So I like to give it a quick glance and then we're back to whatever we're texting about. I feel like guys don't keep their own dick pics on their phone though. I feel like they're not like girls in the sense of like, we know we have a fire picture. It's added to our favorites. We know exactly where it is, what row, what date it was taken so that we can quickly get to it. I don't feel like they do that.
Ooh, we actually got an advice question from a dude. He said, I have a foot fetish trying to get my girl to accept it.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I feel like maybe I'm a Leo, but if I know my feet turn them on, lick my little toes, motherfucker. Miss Piggy is coming to town.
Here's the thing.
Like, if he has a fetish of me like shitting on his chest, that's another thing. Even though, honestly,
I feel like I can be easily peer pressured into doing like literally anything. Like, if you just
literally, if he's
literally
hot,
anything. So I think that if my significant other had a foot fetish, I would be totally fine doing whatever he wanted me to do, as long as no one ever knew and ever found out. Like, I just wouldn't want anyone to know.
Is foot fetish like that weird?
I mean, I've never come across it.
Neither have I.
Like, and I don't know what the levels of it are. Like, do you have to have skills with your, like, are you giving a hand job with your feet? You know, logistically, like, where are you laying? You know, like, is it that
why
level?
Don't people have hand fetishes?
That's what I'm literally saying.
Yeah, because your hands are gorgeous.
I'm like, I will make your dick look so much bigger than it actually is because my fingers are so skinny. So
literally a guy would start dating me and look at my hands and be like, get those disgusting claws away from me. If she's into you and she knows it turns you on, I think that could be fun. I mean, honestly, you don't even have to take your clothes off.
I think it's like anything sexual that you like try for the first time with your partner. Like, you almost kind of have to ease into it. And then afterward, when you're not like in the heat of the moment, bring it up kind of like, was that too much? Like, did you like that? Did that turn you on? Or like, do you never want to do that again? And if she says no, then like she's not the person for you. And you should go on like Feet Finder and find your woman who loves it.
And it makes me feel bad. Like, you don't want to feel insecure about something
that you
love.
Like, yeah, because you don't like pick, but here's the thing, you don't pick that. It's not like he woke up one day and was like, I want to have a foot fetish. He was born justice for feet fetishes.
I wish I had a fetish. I wish I like uncontrollably loved something so much instead of just being sad all day. I wish like my day could change by seeing a fucking foot. Imagine you see a foot and it makes you happy.
How low maintenance, you know, like. I wish I didn't have to get fully undressed. I could just show my foot and he'd be like, yep, done. Yeah, let's keep it moving. What's for dinner?
You could do so much stuff while he's playing with your pinky toe.
I literally have to do acrobatics. I have to come up with characters. I have so much admin. Just have to show this man my foot. I'm in. Down.
That's the least admin ever. Paige, do you have any advice on how to approach your gym crush?
Literally never been to a gym. I have no idea.
This is the thing. In New York City, there's all these gyms that people go to, and people go to it at the same time every day, and they have these routines, and you start to kind of recognize each other. I love this. I'm obsessed with this, especially for the girlies that aren't going to bars at night. This is where you meet the hot dudes. The problem is, I feel like a lot of them are taken. Maybe that's in my head. Like, the hot guy at the gym, he's normally taken. However, sometimes they're not. I play the long game. You cannot just throw yourself. Yeah. Like, imagine if a guy just comes up to you and is like, hey, I think you're pretty. Can I have your number? You're like, ew.
Yes.
But imagine you might like, you make some eye contact, you smile, you make a little joke at the water fountain, like, no, oh, it's kind of warm, haha. Like, oh, is anyone sitting there? Like, let him feel comfortable with you in his space until occasionally something naturally comes up, like a little more conversational.
I agree, because I think that the gym is such a different place than, like, yes, being out at the bar or working with that person. The gym, mm-hmm. for men, I feel like, is specifically for them to, like, peacock and show off. So there, yeah. you're surrounded by all mirrors. You're surrounded by women in, like, tight little workout sets.
Oh, my God.
I feel like the natural attraction for men and women, or men and men, or women and women, whatever, is the chase.
It's so like an orgy.
So if you're at the gym and this guy is trying to show off, and this is just like the human brain, like there's a mirror in front of you, you're working out, you obviously, like, every woman has done more squats than they actually would if they know that there's a hot guy next to them. Like, that's just science. That
suddenly, like, you're lifting 300
yeah,
pounds.
I'm like, oh my God, I literally am in a Pilates instructor. So I think, like, the chase is even more important in this situation than it is at, like, a bar or at a club or whatever.
Put yourself in the position to let him notice you, because this is the thing: if a dude's not attracted to you, there's no line I could give you. It's just how, if you're not attracted to him, there's nothing he could say, really. So if it's meant to happen, you just have to put yourself in that position. And by position, I mean doing the machine where you just open your legs and close them for literally hours and just I fuck the shit out of him.
Yeah,
I do have to say, though, when I go to the gym, I'm a messy bitch. I'm wearing my college t-shirt.
Right, but that's because you're married, and that's because you're also, like, a legit athlete. Like, you actually went to the gym for a specific reason other than meeting men.
And these some girls go to the gym, like, with a no makeup makeup look.
I did. I used to do that all,
like,
the time.
Eyebrows done, hair gorgeous, and then the cutest fucking set. Be yourself, and if he likes your fat ass, he likes your fat ass.
And here's the other thing that, like, it's a different saying than, like, if he wants to, he will. Like, some people, like, will argue that. Those people are stupid, because that is fucking true. But anywho, this is different. This is a guy genuinely, more so than women, because women do things we don't want to do all the fucking time because we just have to, because we have to do everything. Guys literally don't do anything that they don't want to do. And if they want to hang out with you, they're going to make it happen. Like, a guy that makes up excuses of, like, I'm too busy, or, like, let's hang out, like, next Thursday. I've never believed that, because I've had men, like, fly from different states on days that were crazy just to get to New York on, like, a certain day, so they'd be there to, like, go out to dinner, like, that Saturday night. Like, guys genuinely will make it happen if they want to see you, and if they don't want to see you, they're not gonna be stressed by it.
But also, if they don't know you yet, they can be insecure, and even if they want to talk to you, be scared you're gonna reject them or that they're being creepy at the gym with you. But that's why, try to fix the resting bitch face at the gym.
Yeah, I think, like, give a little smile,
not a creepy smile, a nice little smirk, little smirky smirk, because sometimes I look like a tired, angry cunt at the gym, which is because I am. I would love to prank guys at the gym.
I would love that. I would love to.
Some guys
to
at the gym
prank.
Love themselves so much. It's so annoying.
I would love to be, like, flirting with a guy at the gym, and then you come over like you're actually my girlfriend.
I just smack your ass and I'm like, come on, babe. Come on. Stop talking to this weak motherfucker. Let's go.
Just start chirping him. Like, you said that so that you didn't like guys anymore. Stop.
What is this weird porno we're, like, creating right now?
I don't know.
She's like, okay, I'm at the gym and you pretend to be my girlfriend. And then we go in the steam room and we start making out.
That just got so weird.
By the way, steam rooms give me, I get claustrophobic and I have panic attacks in steam rooms. I don't think they're relaxing. Hot take.
Also, everyone says that, like, the steam room at one of the Equinox in Soho is, like,
where people hook up.
Yeah, you literally just get fucked all day.
I do think more girls should start having sex with each other. Just like a colony.
That's a cult,
sister
Anna.
Wives
you
with no husbands.
You keep trying to start cults. It's like, what if we all just live together? and we all just fucked each other and never talked to like, that's a cult. Okay, what's the next one?
Okay, this is actually specifically for you.
Okay.
Outfits to wear in your hometown to show you're thriving but not trying too hard.
Okay, so I used to be, when I would like go home, when I first like moved to New York City, I would always be like, oh my God, I can't wear that because they're like not going to get it, or like I'm going to look stupid. I'm going to be so overdressed. No matter what, when I'm home in Albany, you could walk out in Albany in your pajamas to a bar and you will, I'm not kidding, you will still be overdressed. So like I've like put that whole part of my brain. I'm like, that just doesn't exist. I'm going to be overdressed no matter what. So I don't care if it looks like I've tried too hard. I don't change my style from New York City to Albany.
I also would argue, because I've never really been a designer girl, and I'm very open about my fake shit.
Yeah.
That like sometimes the girlies wearing too much designer, I'm like,
yeah.
Like, what are you overcompensating for?
Yeah, like I think if you're wearing, yeah, if you're wearing too many labels that are literally labeled, that's like trying too hard. I think you could have like a designer bag with you, but then like you just keep the outfit like a little more understated, but don't be afraid to like go out in heels.
I kind of go full Adam Sandler because it's like, is she at rock bottom or is she a billionaire? I don't know.
I love that.
Sometimes like if you look at First Class, like some of the richest people are the ones who are dressed like they just rolled out of bed.
I would say that the richest people that I know in my life, I've never seen them, like, you wouldn't know that they were rich. Like, one of the wealthiest guys that I know, he doesn't wear, like, a sick watch.
He doesn't have shoes. Okay, my boyfriend gave me a scrapbook with nothing in it to fill together. Is this good or bad?
Bad.
Break up with him. Break up with him. That's like when you forgot your homework,
no.
But pretended that you purposely didn't answer it.
So he got you a blank book and said, here, now you do
We're
the work.
Fill it together.
This is a group project that you have to do all the work. No.
Yeah, you're literally giving me boyfriend homework.
That's so bad.
No. Also, the audacity to think I know how to write.
I think it's a very cute gift if it was accompanied by a designer bag. Like, then I'd be like, oh, and then he also got me this scrapbook that he said, like, that we're going to fill it together. Then I'd be like, that's adorable. But if that's the only
also,
gift.
Also, where did this straight man get that idea? Like,
now
who
that, now
told him?
That's the question that should be being asked.
Someone's sabotaging him. How to not be fake, but be excited for a friend getting engaged to a devil cheating pig. Look, let them have their moment. I feel like it's like you got engaged.
I just keep saying, I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy for you. I wouldn't do it, but I'm so happy for you.
Like, honestly, you can be happy for her in that moment because it is happy in that moment, and be there for her when the divorce comes.
Yeah.
Christmas presents for a man who isn't yet your man, but you know he got you something. I wouldn't get him anything. He's not my man's.
Yeah, I've always struggled with this. And my mom has always said that, like, I have the kiss of death. If I'm not dating someone and it's like a holiday, my go-to used to be like I'd bake them something. And then I, for some reason, I literally never talked to any of those people ever again. My mom would be like, what
you
is going
on? You are the fakest
on?
Bitch I've ever met in my life. Which actually reminds me. Do you know, once in college, my biggest crush was coming over and I called my mom and I was like, what do I do? I don't know if I made this up, but I'm pretty sure she was like, bake some cookies so the place smells like cookies and he'll innately. And I was like, what the fuck? I don't even know where to get cookies.
We're not at an open house, Lenore. We're not trying to sell our home. These are also floor to ceiling windows. We're on the 10th floor, so great views.
Granite countertops.
New dishwasher and appliances.
Would you like some champagne? Or a lemon wedge?
Okay, I've also been in this situation. I'll never forget this. It was Valentine's Day. I was talking to this guy. We were not exclusive. We were not official. And he said, you're going to love the gift I got you for Valentine's Day. So in my head, I was like, fuck, he got me a gift for Valentine's Day. I have to like now kind of get him something. I go to a store and I got him a Kith sweatshirt. Not a cheap gift. It was like $150, I think.
That was really nice of you.
It was really nice of me. I show up to this man's place for Valentine's Day. I forget what we even did. I think we like went out. No, we didn't even go out to dinner. He like cooked dinner. So he like ordered in. Mm-hmm. Dinner's over. I'm getting to the gift portion of the evening. I walk in with a bag, a gift bag. I give this man the gift bag, opens it, fucking loves it, loves that sweatshirt. I never got anything.
See you in Supreme.
I
did he just like change the subject? He's like, what? The weather's crazy out today.
Then like I got so awkward that I was
did
like,
did you hook up with him that night?
Yes, we did. I slept over because I genuinely didn't know how to get out of the fucking situation. Because it was also I remember he had flown in to New York. He was like in Miami. He flew into New York to be there for Valentine's Day. So it was like late at night that I even.
Oh, so he was like, I am the gift.
Even yeah, like he wasn't even supposed to be there for Valentine's Day, and he was like, guess what, surprise, like I'm gonna come back early to hang out with you for Valentine's Day. So I think it was like 9:30, 10 that I even like went over, and so I did like spend the night. But I am happy to say that after that, like, we never hung out again. I was just like, this guy is like dusty, like gotta go.
I don't trust him.
Don't trust him.
My go-to that will like, you don't have to spend a lot of money, but it'll actually make them so happy is always food. Grab him some food. And I'm not saying like a meal.
Yeah. I think like it could be a cute
idea. Like a chocolate bar.
Yeah, to get like his like favorite candies. Something that like, honestly, take that guy's scrapbook idea. You're like, here's an empty book that we
can fill. For all our thoughts and dreams. For our future baby list names. I also would get like, if he like likes like the Ravens, get him a fucking Ravens hat.
There's also cute, it's not like home decor, but it's like something men would never buy, like home spray and like a candle. And they has those like those oil things that you put those little sticks in. Like I always think that's like an inexpensive gift. That's like here's to make your like apartment smell better because you're gross.
It's also like kind of putting your stamp on his apartment because, you know, no dude would get that for them.
Yep. And that's how we're always thinking.
You are sneaky.
Because you know a girl would walk in there and be like, he had like Le Labo candles. Yeah, he didn't get that for himself.
Dealing with family asking the OMG you're still single at every holiday function. That's when you go right back at them. You say, OMG, Uncle Steve, you're still bald?
Yeah. Or just be like, I know. Thank God. It's so scary out there for you guys. Like, I would just be like, oh my God, I know, I'm so lucky.
OMG, Aunt Carol, do you still hate your husband?
I actually have an Aunt Carol.
Everyone does.
I don't really have a good answer for this because I didn't grow up in a family. I grew up in a family that's more like, oh, do you have a boyfriend still? Get rid of him. Like, my family doesn't like. It's not that they don't like when I have a significant other, but it freaks them out. I almost, like, because my family sees me at 12.
I do think, though, there's some sexism.
Yeah.
Like, because as a giggler, you are so successful. You're so good looking. Like, you're killing it at your job. You're 28. You're single. And you'll be at the family function. They're like, so are you dating anyone? Oh, you haven't met anyone? Like, when it's like, no, but I'm rich.
Actually, my mom, when I was like single, this was a couple years ago, someone in our family was like kind of asking my mom like, oh, and like, is she not dating anyone? And my mom's response, it was so fucking fire. She goes, oh, a few people. And I was like, fucking savage. Here I am with like a dry phone. And my mom just straight up answered for me. And she was like, oh, so many people. She just like, she really can't choose because she's just having so much fun. I was like, oh my. So I think that's a great
honestly,
answer.
Honestly, Kim is so right. When people say, are you still single? Be like, I mean, I'm talking to a bunch of people. Like, no one's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, like I'm. I'm dating a few people. Yeah.
I know everyone's going to get asked questions like that when you're single, and it's so annoying.
If you're like me and you're starting your fitness journey whenever you feel like it, I go in and out of wanting to get healthy. And when I'm on those kicks, then there's nothing I love more than Peloton. Truly, the hardest battle is getting yourself in the mindset to start working out. And you can start as small as you want. They have 10-minute low-impact classes. Or if you want to jump into a 30-minute live DJ ride, be my guest. The best thing about Peloton, I think, are their instructors. They will keep you motivated to stay on your fitness journey, and you learn the basics and build from there. Remember, doing something is everything. Get started with Peloton Bike or Bike Plus Rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply.
Get ready with me to tell you about my absolute favorite mascara, the L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara. Clean Girl is absolutely out. Get out of here. Mob Wife is in. Sultry lashes are in. Bold eye looks are in. It could not be a better time for the girlies. I absolutely love a bold lash. I love like a 1960s vibe recently. And also, I'm a girly that puts mascara on her bottom lashes. I feel like a lot of girls don't, and I don't understand those girls. The reason that I absolutely love L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara is because it truly is the perfect mascara, and your lashes look amazing from day to night. There's nothing I hate more than like a clumpy, spidery looking lash, and L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara truly is the fluffiest brushes on the market, and they just make your lashes look fuller instantly. If you want to join in the Mob Wife sultry lash look like me and Hannah, then order Lash Paradise now on Amazon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Going. What to do for New Year's that's not lame and expensive?
I'm honestly having the same problem.
Yeah, you were hitting me up about that. I think a house party with like 10 people is fire.
I was thinking about doing like a staycation in a hotel.
Oh.
With Craig. Like, because I don't like really want to go out, and I don't really feel like traveling this year, but I don't want to be like home and do what I do literally every Saturday night. So I might like go and stay at a hotel with Craig and just like order room service and like get
that's fun
drunk in my like the bed.
Not move. Honestly, I have a 6 p.m. show in New York City if anyone wants to come at the Stand, and I'm doing like a couple shows, and then I might hang out with the Girls Gotta Eat girls.
I feel like stand-up is a fun thing to do.
Can you wear black to a wedding?
Yeah, I think you should only wear black.
I think you should.
Yeah. Actually, there's like
that's
this,
the only color you should wear.
There's this like old rule that says that women who are married are the ones that should wear black to a wedding, and women who aren't married should be in color.
Wow, I didn't know that.
But I don't think anyone really like abides by that. But yeah.
What if you are thinking of wearing a color, but you hear that the bridesmaids might be wearing that color? Do you change your dress? Wow, I just got
you. Yeah, you really stumped me on that one. Like, I'm planning on wearing a pale pink dress to a wedding, but then I hear that the bridesmaids are wearing pale pink. Do I change my dress? No, because I already know that the bridesmaids' dresses are going to be awful. Like, name a bridesmaid's dress that isn't, that, like, that's groundbreaking, I'll say.
True.
I actually really love when brides have their bridesmaids wear white.
Honestly, wearing white was the only thing that made me feel special. I told you, I went up to my little cousin who was, like, 12. He showed up to my engagement party in a white shirt, and I said, get over here, you little fucking asshole.
You scolded me for a white bathing
suit. You fucking spoiled brat. If you ever wear fucking white in my vicinity again, I'm gonna fucking steal your iPad.
Remember when Sierra showed up to your wedding in a bathing suit? That was the best moment.
Look, I wanted my friends to look hot at my wedding. But like, okay, I would rather Sierra wear a literal thong to my wedding, as long as it's not white.
Wait, I met a girl the other night at, I was out to dinner, and this girl came up to me and she was like, oh my God, I just have to tell you that my best friend, we're doing her bachelorette party in a couple weeks and we're going to Miami. And she said that if her bachelorette party isn't like the episode of Giggly Squad where we talked about your bachelorette, they're not friends anymore. And I was like, you have a lot to live up to. Have you ever heard of the camp, the church camp game? The same word. Because if that's not played, that bachelorette
is a sham. We started with Ja Rule. We ended with church camp games. That's a spectrum that's hard to beat. Okay, final question for you. Mm-hmm. Rocking outfits I love, but my husband hates. I feel silly when he doesn't like my fit.
Okay, so interesting, because this actually happened to me the other night. Well, actually, Craig, like, would never say that he doesn't like my outfit because he knows that he doesn't know, and he also is, like, too nice to, like, say that. There are times where I'm like, shoot, I kind of want to look a little bit sexier for this moment of, like, going out with my boyfriend, but I know that what I'm wearing is super cool and the girls will like it. So I kind of stay. So I'll usually stay in the outfit unless it's like a night where I'm like, I really want to look hot on this date night and I want to show a little bit more skin. But I, now that I'm like in my 30s, I fully dress for the girls. Like last night we went out on a date and I couldn't have been more covered up. I wore a maxi dress that was also a turtleneck, and then I put a blazer on over it. Like, you could see nothing but my face. And I loved it. It was a great outfit. Well,
think about it. If you're at the club and a girl comes up and says she likes your outfit, or a guy comes up and says he likes your outfit, who do you like the compliment more from?
The girl.
The girl. Like, yeah, they didn't have to do it. They have no ulterior motives. They are just stating a fact. I'm going to use a comedy example. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people say, like, certain people won't laugh at your jokes, and that's actually a good thing.
Okay, because they have no sense of humor?
Because, yeah, it's like maybe you don't want to be connecting with those kinds of people.
Yeah.
That they think your shit is funny.
I don't want...
So it's like, sometimes you don't want certain people to think your outfit's good. Sometimes it's good that he doesn't like your outfit.
Oh, yes. Yes, because okay, perfect example. Reality.
If he likes your outfit, change, bitch.
Reality TV.
You're not pushing the fashion hard enough.
I don't want everyone to like me because, like, some people are fucking weird. And I don't want them. Wow. I don't want them to be, like, in my universe. Like, the people that
mental
like
health
me.
Fucking moment.
The people that like me, I fuck with them.
If everyone likes you.
Yeah, if everyone likes you and is like on your side, then you're not authentic. You're not authentic. You're a fake ass bitch. So like, I don't want everyone to like me because not everyone has good taste.
Wow. And that is our fucking manifestation moment.
What a blessed, blessed episode.
What a blessed episode.
Merry Christmas.
Are we recording next week?
We're going to take Christmas off.
And then we're going to do our best of episode for New Year's, I think.
Okay, amazing.
And then we'll have a lot of updates for like everything that went down over the holidays and New Year's.
Okay, great. Thanks for giggling with us. Have the best holiday ever. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Chrysler.
Merry Chrysler. Bye.